former Progreso mayor sentenced to nearly 4 years for cocaine conspiracy that involved use of school building. Texas border business, U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Brownsville, Texas. The former mayor of Progreso has been sentenced to federal prison for his role in a conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute cocaine. Gerardo Alanis pleaded guilty February 25. U.S. District Judge Fernando Rodriguez Jr. has now ordered Alanis to serve 46 months in federal prison to be immediately followed by 3 years of supervised release. Alanis was also ordered to pay a $15,000 fine. At the hearing, the court heard additional evidence that described the use of a school building to store and repackage cocaine. In handing down the sentence, the court noted that dangerous drugs destroy lives on both sides of the border and that the use of school district property was an aggravating factor when determining the appropriate sentence. It is unthinkable that a public official would allow a school of all places to be used as a storehouse for cocaine. The facts of this case demonstrate how the drug trade affects all facets of a community, not just law enforcement, said Ganjay. The Southern District of Texas is committed to ensuring safe schools and safe streets, and part of that goal is the total elimination of drug trafficking organizations operating within our area of operations. The investigation determined that from 2020 to 2022, conspirators would smuggle kilograms of cocaine into the United States from Mexico. The drug trafficking organization would then repackage and conceal the cocaine in hidden compartments built into 18-wheelers. Others involved in the conspiracy would transport it to other states, specifically Illinois, Tennessee, and North Carolina. Several others have already been sentenced for their roles in the scheme. Francisco Alanis, 42, Weslaco, received 150 months in federal prison. Eulalio Sierra, 51, Los Indios, was ordered to serve 120 months, while Jose Solis, 43, Weslaco, was sentenced to 47 months, and Ralph Lozano, 39, Houston, received time served. David Gomez Ramos, 36, Mercedes, will serve a 139-month term of imprisonment, while Juan Pablo Serrata, 50, Santa Rosa, and Gregorio Salinas, 54, Mercedes, received prison terms of 70 and 37 months, respectively. Gomez Ramos, Serrata and Salinas are not U.S. citizens and are expected to face removal proceedings following the completion of their sentence. Alanis was permitted to remain on bond and voluntarily surrender in the near future. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations conducted the investigation with the assistance of Drug Enforcement Administration, High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force, Border Patrol, Texas Department of Public Safety and Texas Rangers. Assistant U.S. Attorney, ASA, Lance Watt and former ASA Alejandra Andrade prosecuted the case. The investigation is part of the Organized Crime and Drug Enforcement Task Forces, which identifies, disrupts and dismantles the highest-level criminal organizations that threaten the United States using a prosecutor-led, intelligence-driven, multi-agency approach. Additional information about the OCDETF program can be found on the Department of Justice's OCDETF webpage.